Thank you for this opportunity, and I also would like to thank, as mentioned, my co-facilitator Leda, and all the members of the group, especially the small group who brainstormed and came up with the structure of our contact group. Okay, so for our group, for the information and monitoring, the approach used by the working group in room 15, or our group 3, for the topic in monitoring information, began by creating 3 subgroups talking about 3 identified subtopics. These subtopics are 1, prevalence, 2, sources, and 3, impacts of marine litter and microplastics in the marine environment. For each subtopic, 4 similar guide questions were used to invite inputs from the participants. The questions are, what are the existing and or available information? 2, what are the methodologies and monitoring schemes used? What are the gaps and what are the next steps and way forward? The 3 subgroups were given equal time to have their inputs and ideas in each of the 3 subtopics identified, taking turns in a systematic order. It was mentioned during the activity that this style of knowledge sharing is called a world cafe. Flip charts were used for the activity. It was also understood and agreed upon by the group that the following inputs or ideas are summary of discussions and highlights which members present thought would be important and is not something that is agreed upon by the whole group. Okay, for the subtopic on prevalence of marine litter and microplastics in the marine environment, the following were identified as existing and or available information. Measurements of macroliter and microliter in different environmental media, such as beach litter, floating litter in the water surface, and the water column, seabed, and animals. Several sources were identified for this information, including but not limited to the regional seas conventions, the scientific community, and citizen science actions. Common indicators identified for the methodology in monitoring are several regional seas conventions and regional directives such as the EO10, OSPAR, Barcelona Convention, CMP, IMAP, EU2017 Commission Decision, and also included in the list are international coastal cleanups, data, ICC, remote sensing, and drones. So prevalence of ingestion and entanglement in animal population as an indicator of marine litter trends was also mentioned. The following gaps are identified: leakages from waste management system and other sources, such as fragmentation of textile, tire dust, and paints. Retention rate of microplastics in wastewater treatment facilities, riverine inputs from both macro and micro litter, lack of national, regional regulations and agreements, harmonization of monitoring methodologies and definitions, financial resources for data collection, technology in measurement of microplastics in the ecosystem. And the following are the next steps identified to address some of the gaps previously discussed: training for citizen science, scientific quality assessment of citizen science data, development of a global platform of all data and methodology, and encourage all countries to use this. Creation of an international scientific body to coordinate, check, and put together the data and data quality assurance, identification of hotspot areas and determine its source, community and government partnerships to improve science, characterization according to type and application of plastics, including fragments found in the marine environment. For the second subtopic mentioned on sources of marine litter and microplastics in the marine environment, the following are identified as existing and are available information. For many people in the room, more information and monitoring of the sources was crucial to prevent marine litter and microplastics in the ocean. Some information is available on sea-based and land-based sources, but it's mostly about volumes and activities responsible for the littering. The following gaps of data collection were identified: information on where products are produced, which is an important information to assess socio-economical impact of any measure on plastic production and consumption. In terms of plastic pellets, there is no organized way of tracking, including other sources of microplastics. Quantity and types of materials placed in the market, National Registry of Import Exports of Material and Goods, accuracy of food labeling systems, systematic identification of actual sources, identification of the producer related to polluter pays principle, number of fishing gear put in the market and how much is recovered, lack of monitoring systems for rivers, platform to gather the gaps, information on water quality in most regions related to microplastics issue and where it comes from the different waterways. The following are the next steps identified to address some of the gaps previously discussed. Develop a reporting system at the national level on import-export of material, goods, waste, resources through development of categories of products and identifying the material type for these categories of products. Fishing net passport per fishing license, which is already an FAO resolution, which is voluntary. Use the WTO trade data export monitoring system that link indicators and measures of material and product flow. Essential requirements for products to be put on the market and how it should match the recycling and waste management system available in the country where the product would be introduced. Traceability of substances of very high concern, SVHC, at the global level, and food labeling to identify origin of the plastic in the packaging. For the third one, the impacts of marine litter and microplastics in the marine environment and like on animals and human health, there are available researches on stomach content monitoring in seagulls in EU, microplastics in fisheries, Indonesia and Japan, impact of ingestion and entanglement on sea turtles in Southern Europe and Mediterranean, and common indicators for ingestion and entanglement impact on mammals, birds, and turtles, Barcelona Convention. Gaps identified for the impacts of marine litter and microplastics in the marine environment are the following. On impacts on wildlife, there is a known impact of plastic on species population. That is, what kind of species impacted and how they are impacted and what materials impacted them. There is also a known impact of fishing gear on fish populations and fisheries. Risk of invasive species and pathogens spread by plastics. Food packaging impact when it is broken down and its impact on health. Finally, are the next steps or way forward identified? Conduct study on the physical and or toxicity impacts of plastic to the marine environment based on material type and on its application. Assessment of socioeconomic and ecological impact of plastics alternatives on human populations. Understand socioeconomic impact of marine litter and ghost gear on coastal communities by quantifying impact on tourism, aquaculture, and fisheries at national and regional levels. Find out the link between impact of microplastics in the food chain and human health. Standardize terms so that consumers understand, that is, labels such as bio-based, biodegradable, and compostable, and analysis of the cost of action or inaction. So that's it. Thank you very much for listening.